We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We're the friend you bug to death about sports.
We never get annoyed with you.
Well, we might hang up.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, this Coldplay tune, Viva La Vida, was used in the 2008 iPod and iTunes commercials for Apple. Songs used in commercials, the theme today. Thanks to Max Power for picking the music. All right, Max, it is
time
to play the game. And only the great Jeff Lutz could come up with this game. On a weekly basis?
Yeah, probably.
We look forward to it today. What is it? What is the game
He's
today?
He's got a bet on one.
You got to bet on one.
You got to put money on one of these propositions.
So I can't be wrong.
No, you just got to choose which
this
one.
This is an opinion game.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
There's no knowledge that you need for this game, except a working knowledge of sports wouldn't hurt. All right, you have to bet on either the number of championship rings Greg Popovich ends up with or Steve Kerr. And right now it's 5-3 in favor of Popovich.
Well, San Antonio's in a full rebuilding. Golden State's in a full waiting. So Golden State.
I would think so. They'll be in the mix next year, won't they?
Well, they should be.
They got Curry, Thompson, Wiggins, Green, and maybe the number one pick in the draft. They could go back to that.
And then don't they have a guy that's really kind of done very well? A young guy?
Not really.
Oh, come on.
Eric Paschal, maybe.
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about.
He's just okay. He's not going to be.
You sure about that?
He's not going to be a guy on a playoff team. He'll be
I think you identify some guys.
They have the worst record in the league.
They got a couple guys.
They don't. They have nobody.
What about Alec Burks? He's gone, isn't he?
I think they traded him.
They got rid of Eric Paschal's averaging 13.2 points, 4.7 rebounds.
For a horrible team, and he's like their best player, so no.
He's a guy.
Okay.
All right, next. Plus, he's only 23.
I'm going to stick to just a couple more NBA questions for you. Fred VanVleet's career or Devontae Graham's career?
Well, Fred's way ahead, and Devontae.
I don't know if he's ahead. But
he's got a title. Are you kidding?
I know. I'm talking about
individual. Wait a minute. Did you just say that?
I'm talking about individual career, not necessarily team achievements. Talking about
that's part of it. You can't separate it.
Talking about when you look at their numbers at the end of their careers,
numbers have never defined Fred VanVleet. You're gonna have to. You're kidding.
Well, Fred VanVleet are pretty good.
Fred VanVleet.
Devontae's are pretty good too, but he's playing for also a terrible team.
He's playing for a terrible team. Fred's playing for a championship team. Okay.
I get
How
it.
How dare you ask
but
me
Fred
that?
Fred VanVleet's in his third year. I think maybe fourth, and Devontae Graham's in his
third.
Second.
Yeah, Devontae Graham's a very nice player. He's having an extremely good year. Guess who's averaging more points per game?
Devontae Graham.
Really?
Yeah.
He's averaging 18.1. What's Freddie averaging? I'm looking it up. I don't need your help.
Well, thank goodness, because I'm not anywhere near that page.
Well, I can get to it. I got quick hands.
You sure?
18.
So it's
virtually
right.
The same.
It's basically the
Fred's
same.
Fred's averaging 6.8 assists.
Devontae's right there, too.
3.7 rebounds. 6.8 and 3.7 for my guy, Fred VanVleet.
7.8 and 3.6 for Devontae.
So there you go.
Effective field goal percentage, 50-49.
I don't care what effective field goal percentage.
Yeah, you do.
If you make a shot, if you ever say the term effective field goal percentage to me, I'm going to knock you on the floor. Effective field goal percentage?
Right.
Are you kidding?
No.
Make the shot.
Right, but threes count for more than twos. I don't know if you knew that.
Next.
One more NBA question. Actually, I got a couple more, but we'll play it by ear. All-star game appearances for Damian Lillard versus Trae Young. 5-1 right now in favor of Lillard, who's 29.
Well, Trae Young's still an evolving player. He's a very – why didn't you throw Ja Morant into that?
Well, I could tell you. I had another question.
He's a star.
Ja Morant.
He's a star.
I understand that.
As good as Trae Young's going to be.
But Ja Morant might be in the All-Star game for the next 15 years.
I would guess Damian Lillard.
Like, how many more does he get to? Three
probably
or four?
nine to eight.
Well, we like Trae Young.
Huh?
But he plays for the Hawks. But if you can get an All-Star appearance playing for the Hawks...
You asked the question.
You've got some more to come, right?
You asked the question. Next.
Let's go to a couple baseball questions. Career managerial wins, Dusty Baker at 1863 or Bruce Bochy at 2003? So 140 more wins for Dusty Baker. Does he get there?
Well, if it's a matter of whether he manages 2 years.
Right.
If
so
he manages
that's basically what I'm asking.
If he has a good year with the Astros, they'll bring him back.
You think?
Of course they will.
I don't know.
Are you kidding?
It seems like a damage control year, and then they reset.
Not if they win.
He doesn't fit in with their organizational philosophy.
What do you mean their organizational?
Which is analytics and cheating, and I don't think he does either.
If it's all a matter of how the Astros do this year. You should ask me a question on over-under Astros wins. That's what you should ask.
Well,
I'll pick Dusty Baker.
I'm giving you. So you think he gets 140 more
wins?
Yes. At least.
Well, of course, if I say that, yes. Bochy may return to manage someday.
No, he's retired.
They've talked about that.
Maybe.
Next.
Pete Alonso, career homers, or Adam Dunn, career homers. 462 for Dunn to like 54, wasn't it, for Alonso?
Well, Alonso's a young guy.
But he's. He's got
already,
power.
If he averages 40 home runs for the next 10 years, he's got it. If he plays,
that's not easy to do.
If he plays longer than that, what is he, 23, 22?
He might be 24, 25.
He's 25.
Yes.
I'll say Alonso.
He's got every chance, right? He was a rookie last year who hit 53
guy's
homers.
A powerhouse. Next.
Well, I thought we were going to spend some. I like games started in the AFC West next year. Tyrod Taylor or Tom Brady?
Well, neither are in the AFC West.
Tyrod Taylor is. He was the backup for the Chargers.
Right.
And they are talking about maybe playing him. But that's possible.
Well, Tom Brady won't be in the AFC West. He'll be back with New England. So that's an easy one. Tyrod Taylor.
So he'll have to play. Tyrod Taylor will have to start a game for the Chargers.
Yeah.
Mm. What if Tom Brady goes to the Chargers?
Don't see that happening. Chargers aren't that close.
They're not that far.
Nah, don't need. Listen, he's not going to the Chargers.
Fine.
Next. Keep it moving.
I don't like to keep it moving. I like to marinate. NCAA tournaments from the American Athletic Conference. From now on, Greg Marshall or Kelvin Sampson?
Well, Kelvin's, I don't know. That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. Who's going to stay? There's a lot of factors.
I don't know how much longer Kelvin Sampson wants to coach. I'd say, as we look at it right now, Kelvin Sampson. But how old is Kelvin?
I would guess early 60s if I had to.
Well, we're not guessing.
Because he's been involved.
This is information you should have.
You told me not to
for
type.
The game.
Oh, you're right.
I mean, I shouldn't have to go looking things up.
He's 64. He's your
age.
Well,
then Greg Marshall. That's a significant age difference.
What's Greg Marshall, 56?
He'll be 57 this month.
Well, how about that?
So you're talking about a 7.5-year difference.
But he's always talked about he didn't want to coach forever.
We'll see. That's my pick.
Fine.
How many more?
We can stop.
Let's get one more in before we break and talk to Nick Taylor.
Number one singles, Taylor Swift or Madonna. Madonna leads now 12-5.
Number one singles.
Yes.
Taylor Swift will pass her.
She hasn't had one in a while. I mean, she kind of...
She'll figure it out. She's kind of experimenting right now with her music. She'll come back around and figure out what exactly she's going to do and take off again.
Well, I hope so.
She's not big now, but she'll figure it out.
You know, I enjoy Taylor Swift.
I'll tell you, I played Luke Combs for my wife last night. I'm telling you now, I think I've found somebody.
Oh, good.
Will I go see him? I'm too old.
I hope you spend some time with Luke.
Do you like him? Here's what I like about him. I like his singing voice. I like his kind of raucous style.
He's got good guitar in
his
song.
His baseball cap, beard. I like the guitars.
Right.
He's got 5 guitar players in that band.
I know. Is that country?
It's country rock.
Okay, well, that's up your alley then. I like a little more folky type music. That's my alley.
Beer's never broken his heart. I love that.
Is that okay?
What?
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about Luke Combs. I understand his talent, but it hasn't spoken to me yet.
All right, let's take a break. When we return, we'll talk with Wichita tennis legend Nick Taylor. He has been to multiple Paralympics, a wheelchair athlete who is as good as it gets. He's our guest next, The Drive on KFH.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.